Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Two 14th century Gregorian Masses from the library of the Leipzig Thomaskirche have been recently recorded for a new CD by the ensemble Ammerchord. The two Masses on this recording are both preserved in a manuscript known as the Thomas Gradual. A gradual is basically a songbook or a book of Gregorian chants that contain liturgy used during the Catholic Mass. But if you didn't already know that, one of the nice things about this recording from the Apollon Classics label is that the CD comes with a handy and wonderful informational book laid out in an approachable interview format. So, if you want to learn about the history of the gradual while enjoying a gorgeous performance, this recording really puts it all at your fingertips. The two Masses included on this recording, one is a Mass for the dedication of the church, and the other is a Mass honoring the Apostle Thomas. The dedication Mass is the only Mass where the offertory music is supplemented by two extra verses, sung as solos. These verses served a functional purpose in the Mass. The extra music extended the length of the movement, giving churchgoers time to bring personal possessions, gifts, and offerings forward to the altar during this part of the service. Let's hear a little of that extended offertory. The other Mass included on the CD is a Mass for St. Thomas. Named for the patron saint of the Leipzig Thomaskirche, the Thomas Gradual was a book probably written and intended for this very church, and thus this Mass would have been a high point of celebration each year for the local parish.
Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bona voluntatis. Laudamus
The Thomas Gradual is a valuable source of German medieval liturgical music, especially so because the Reformation in Germany did away with so many other liturgical manuscripts from this geographical area. But the Thomas Gradual continued to be used even into the Protestant years at the Thomaskirche. One famous cantor, who was likely familiar with the Thomas Gradual in the Leipzig Thomaskirche Library, was none other than J.S. Bach. And now that you're thinking about Bach, here's something to consider. The St. Thomas Gradual has some additions to the liturgy that are not really found anywhere else. One of these differences includes the addition of the word Altissima into the Gloria text. And get this, Bach also used the additional Altissima text in his B minor Mass. Since this addition is not part of the Latin Missal, and by the way, not allowed in the Catholic liturgy, it seems likely that Bach could have used the Thomas Gradual as source material when composing his B minor Mass. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. You can find out more about this recording when you visit our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, check out our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. Thanks for listening. I'm Janelle Davis.